Next, how much emphasis should we put on reading and other subjects in the earliest years of school and preschool? Some say that crucial development through playtime is getting lost in the shuffle for the very youngest students. Special correspondent Kat Wise has this story for our weekly series on education, Making the Grade.
Let's go, Liam.
Let's go, Cam.
At ages 3, 4, and 5, most children want to play pretend. But in today's world of high-stakes academic testing, some preschool teachers feel pressure to put away the baby dolls and pick up the school books.
I've been teaching for 25 years, and I've seen a big change. So you're pretending to be the sister, and you're pretending to go on a walk?
Geraldine Bywater McLaughlin teaches pre-kindergarten at Mission Hill, a public school in Boston.
I'm the mama.
So you're the mama?
She and other educators have started a campaign they call Defending the Early Years.
The goal of Defending the Early Years is to really help rally early childhood educators to push back against this pushdown of academics into the early years. The standardized tests, the disappearance of play, teachers are feeling it, and we're helping to bring voice to their frustrations and their concerns.
This is my baby.
Bywater McLaughlin says education policies that tie government funding to academic performance, like No Child Left Behind and Race to the Top, have put pressure on preschool and kindergarten teachers to prepare students to compete in higher grades.
The teachers feel like they're over a barrel. They've got to drill the kids on these things to get the scores so the program doesn't lose funds.
Nancy Carlson Page is a professor emerita at Lesley University and author of Taking Back Childhood.
There's been a snowball that's been rolling for 15 or 16 years. It's propelled by a belief that you will improve education and close the achievement gap if you have accountability, if you have more testing.
Carlson Page points to new expectations for children to read in kindergarten.
What's the harm in getting a kindergartner to learn to read? Is there a harm?
There's an absolute harm. It's harmful because you're forcing children to learn things that are out of step with where they are developmentally. And you're doing it in a way that it contradicts how they learn.
I want to Chuck E. Cheese.
Advocates of Defending the Early Years say young children do best in schools that emphasize play and project-based learning, like Mission Hill Elementary, a pilot school.
So the cabinet is for what?
Here, desks are replaced by project areas where kindergarten teacher Jada Brown says young students can pursue interests at their own pace.
Our school is really focused on trying to make sure that kids are engaged in activities that they are choosing, that they're interested in, and that it's not the adults who are pushing particular things on them.
We could use it for measurement.
On this day, kindergartners built cabinets for a pretend kitchen and learned some math while doing it.
We're putting a math thing over there because Josie's trying to help me with my math.
What kind of math? There's so much math that actually happens in building. How do you build a structure? How do you make sure that it's standing? It's all math. It's science. It's trying to figure out how do you make something that's stable.
The fact of the matter is, play and learning are the same thing with young children.
Josie, I need a few sticks for this.
How do you respond to those that say, but kids are coming to school to learn? They should be, you know, writing their ABCs, and they can play at home.
The home looks very different from school. There is a lot that's going on in that classroom, whether it's art or math. The materials that are in the classroom are a lot different from what you might see at home.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Ayla Gavins is the principal of Mission Hill.
For us, the skills are not taught in isolation, but they're taught embedded in some sort of meaningful work or exercise. I believe they learn more because they're motivated.
What do you think, Ayan?
Parent Billy Toussaint's daughter attends preschool at Mission Hill.
One of the things I really, really wanted my own children to have is this ability to not always need an adult, like pushing, and able to really take control of their own learning.
You're going to go straight to your independent work.
Kindergarten looks and feels a lot different at Harlem Prep, a high-performing charter school in New York City.
Let's read our last sentence.
The focus is on school work over play.
argument that is being made here.
Civics at Harlem Preps High School says play-based learning does benefit some children, but may not be the best way to serve low-income students.
If you are a low-income kid, you don't have the enrichment opportunities that more fortunate kids get, and that really means that you show up for school on day one further behind. So if schools are not aggressively attacking that problem from day one, those kids will not only not catch up, they will fall further behind.
Ariana, what do you think?
Pondicio believes high expectations, like reading in kindergarten, have helped Harlem Prep students excel.
Nobody but nobody is going to sensibly argue that young children should not spend a lot of time in pre-K and kindergarten playing. I'm not suggesting that we should be turning anybody's pre-K or kindergarten into an academic hothouse, but I worry that it could become easily an intellectual death sentence for low-income children. Students like ours are simply not going to get that rich vocabulary, that rich background knowledge, that linguistic proficiency that other kids bring to school from home.
Women.
Harlem Prep takes pride in preparing children for college at a young age. 93% of the students in this Democracy Prep go on to college, including some of the country's most elite schools.
Young kids learn differently.
For her part, Nancy Carlson Page says the best preparation for college starts with age-appropriate teaching.
The faulty thinking is we'll prepare kids to be college and career ready by drilling them on letters and numbers when they're really little, and that will get them ready for success in school. But the truth is the complete opposite.
Ain't gonna let nobody blow it out. I'm gonna let it shine.
Both experts agree the final destination should be college. The issue is how to start the very young on that path. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Kat Wise.